Well, two local boys' high school basketball teams began sub-regional play last night, and neither team got the results they were looking for. The Beekmantown Eagles, the Section 7 Class A champions, had the undaunting task of playing the number one team in the state, undefeated Glens Falls High School. The Black Bears upped their record to 24-0 and jumped out to a 27-4 lead over Beekmantown after just the first quarter. Glens Falls opened up a 51-12 advantage over the Eagles by halftime on their way to a convincing 92-42 win in the sub-regional. Beekmantown senior Nathan Parliament led the way for the Eagles with 10 points to cap a nice career on the hardwoods, and the Eagles' season ended with a record of 16 wins and 6 losses, and they were crowned the Section 7 Class A champions. Meanwhile, in another game played at Shenandoah High School in Clifton Park, Stillwater, the number 2 ranked team in Class B in the state, opened up a 34-3 lead on the Northeastern Clinton Cougars from Section 7 on their way to a 71-34 win over the Cougars. Junior Logan Magoon led the way for the Cougars in a losing cause as he had 17 points. Tonight it'll be the girls' chance to get a win as the Class A champion Beekmantown Lady Eagles travel to Potsdam's Maxie Hall to take on the Franklin Academy Huskies in Class A action. Meanwhile, the Saranac Lady Spartans will take on the Albany Academy for Girls in a contest that'll be played at Averill Park High School. Tip-off time is scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight. The Plattsburgh State Lady Cardinals grad student Julia Masada was named Suniac Player of the Year yesterday, and first-year forward Zafia Pesmandi was named the Suniac Rookie of the Year. Additionally, head coach Kevin Houle and his staff were named Suniac Coach of the Year. For NBZ FM Sports, this is Steve Chris.